Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today, my guest is the ever-swinging sax player, composer, and arranger, Jerry Dodgen, who's played with just about everybody, as well he should. He's a fabulous musician who arranged a wonderful piece for me when he was with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Band. And that's just a small part of the Jerry Dodgen story. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm still lucky.
You're still lucky. Well, I was very lucky when you arranged ambience for me. I'll never forget what happened. You called me, like in the middle of the night, it seemed, to tell me that you had just recorded ambience with Thad Jones and Mel Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, that was, I think I remember the year.
You remember the year?
Yeah.
I don't.
It was 75.
Was it really?
Yeah, because...
Oh, my goodness.
I remember it because the number in the book, in our book of music, was 75, was ambience. And I thought, that's funny, we're recording it, and it's 1975.
And it's funny because you got it out of downbeat, didn't
yeah,
you?
The lead, you had the lead sheet and the chords you had were in downbeat. It's one of your examples of original songs and things.
Yeah, I thought I'd be real clever and write out the song and a sort of a suggested bass line and a suggested chords. I don't know how good they were. I doubt if you used them in the arrangement.
Well, yeah, they were perfect. I didn't change anything, I don't think.
But the arrangement was so good, and I think only thing we can do after talking about it at such great length, we should play it. Couldn't we do that?
Sure.
With our group, with you and Glenn Davis on drums, Guy Mazzarapi on bass.
Okay, I'll play the flute on this song, on
Great.
Your song, Ambience.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's funny. I never realized how good that tune was going to sound with Thad and Mel's band. You were with that band for years, weren't you?
Yeah, I was one of the original. I was a charter member, you might say, and I stayed about nearly 13 years. I stayed longer than any of the other sidemen. I think Pepper Adams left a year before I did.
I guess when you left that band, well, there's a big hole there when you left, but where did you go? What was your next?
Well, I did a lot of different things at that time. I traveled a lot and went to Finland to play with the Umo band with Clark Terry and I, and we made a tour there with a small group, and then we played with the big band and made a record. And we did all kinds of stuff like that. And I didn't play with any big bands after that for a while.
You played with everybody, except maybe some of the new guys coming up who are too young for you yet, but you'll get to them. What shall we... let's talk some more, but meanwhile, let's play one. I'd love to hear more.
Okay.
Music. What can we do?
How about Time After Time?
Oh, I love that tune. Haven't heard that for ages. Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that worked out nicely, didn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's funny, I don't know why I think of that tune more as a ballad, but it's lovely at that tempo.
I think it was originally a ballad.
Whatever we decided with that one, that was the right thing.
Yeah.
I think perfect. Well, there's much more coming up with Jerry Dodgen. Joining us today are Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. On the web at pianojazz.npr.org. I was curious, Jerry, when you got started playing, how young you were, or old you were, I don't know.
Well, I guess I was 12 when I got my first alto in junior high school. And I played for a couple of years without a teacher, just with the teacher in the school. And I remember when I took my instruments to be repaired once, the guy repaired them, he said, okay, play something. And I played something for him, and he said, you really need a teacher. I said, well, okay, who would you suggest? And he said, me. And he was a very good teacher. His name was Jim Ginn, and he started me on the clarinet, and then we got to the saxophone. And he was a professional guy. You know, he played gigs around town and everything, and this was in Richmond, California. And I've been lucky a lot because I had good teachers and I had good opportunities. My first professional opportunities were really good, and they were always with really good musicians, and each one was a learning experience that led to the next one and led to the next one. And it never stops, the learning part.
There's always something new and different and probably delightful. So speaking of which, we haven't spoken before about Duke Ellington. Would it be a good idea to play a Duke Ellington tune? What do you think?
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Well, what about Isfahan?
Great. Well, that's actually Billy Strayhorn, but I think they're interchangeable as far as...
That's the way I feel, that they are interchangeable. But I love that tune. That would be a good one to play.
Okay.
I think Isfahan is one of the really great tunes, just the way it's put together somehow. It knocks me out.
Oh, it is. It's one of those, another polished diamond or whatever you want to call it. It's really.
That's a good term for it. That's very good. Well, what should we do next?
Why don't you play a solo piece? I know I love the way you play a solo. You do your own voicings and the chords and the melodic stuff, and it's always different every time. And it's really a joy to hear you.
You're really knocking me out, Jerry. That's I don't know if I can play after that, but I'll try. I'll do one of my own tunes, maybe one I wrote at the Hickory House, Stranger in a Dream.
Beautiful. Marion, that was absolutely beautiful. That I've never heard that one before. When did you write that one?
It's funny, I wrote that at the Hickory House. I don't know if you probably too young, remember Jack Robbins, music publisher, and he would be always nagging me to write a tune. And that was the first one I wrote because Jack really kept nagging me.
Wow, that's great.
The funny thing is he asked Irving Caesar to write a lyric. But anyway, that's the history of that tune. And I could go on forever about Jack Robbins.
That's a beautiful tune. I'd like to get a lead sheet on it sometime. I'm not promising an arrangement, but I would...
I would love to give you a lead sheet. I will. I won't even have to write it in downbeat first.
Okay.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're here today with Jerry Dodgen, Gary Mazzarappi, and Glenn Davis, rounding out our quartet. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes played on today's program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I was thinking of something before that I read about you, that you went on the fateful Benny Goodman Russian trip, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
How was that?
Well, I was to capsulize it into a few hours, the answer would be I had the best seat on the band. I sat between Zoot Sims and Phil Woods, so I was in a good place. And it was another one of those learning situations that I'm always in, and it was really a great experience for me. But
did Benny come up with new arrangements?
Well, he did get some arrangements specially made for the trip because he wanted to record while we were there, you know. And the guys in the band were really excited about this and not going to play the same old stuff, you know. So when we got over there, we played the same old stuff. It got towards the end of the tour, and George Avakian was there. He was producing a record of the tour, you know. And he says to Benny, he said, look, Benny, we got the same stuff recorded over and over, all these songs that you've been doing for years. How about the new stuff? He said, oh, well, we have to do that. So then he started putting some on the concert, but we hadn't rehearsed them, so they didn't sound as good as they might have.
Well, that was Benny, though. He rehearsed new tunes when I was with the small group. And we rehearsed like mad, and he never did play the tunes.
Yeah.
Just didn't play them at all. But I understand you did record the new tunes with another band somewhere.
Well, there were some of them, yeah. Oliver Nelson wrote a tune called, it was a ballad. It was called Ballad for Benny. And we rehearsed it. And at the rehearsal, and it was a beautiful melody and a very modern-sounding arrangement then, I guess. And, Oliver liked Duke Ellington a little bit. So the bridge in the first chorus was baritone lead. And we had no idea that offended Benny because it was Duke Ellington sounding it. So when we got through this, the first time we played it, we came to the end, everybody in the band felt really good about it. And Benny turned to Oliver and he says, well, kid, a King Porter stomp, it ain't. and you saw looks of disappointment all over the place of people who hadn't played with Benny saying, what's this guy talking about? You know, we never ever played that one again. But Oliver Nelson did, we recorded it with Oliver Nelson's band a year or so later, and Phil Woods played the clarinet solo. It's called Ballad for Benny. If you ever hear that, it's beautiful, too. It's
Ballad,
really beautiful.
No, it's Ballad for Phil.
Yeah, that's right.
No, now I'm anxious to hear that thing. And I'm also anxious to hear us play some more. It was so nice before. Why can't we do another, I don't know what tune, you suggest one.
How about Emily, Johnny Mandel?
Great.
Okay.
I love Johnny Mandel, and I love that tune. It would be a good one to do.
As a waltz.
As a waltz, okay. No dancing.
Thank you.
Emily's such a pretty tune. I don't know, everybody loves that. I get more requests for that. Do you when you're playing a gig?
Yeah, it's a bona fide American standard now, I guess. I think it was a movie theme to begin with.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, what should we do next?
How about It Was a Very Good Year? That's, you know,
that was such a wonderful hit by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I think that's what made me like that tune. We could definitely do that.
Yeah, it was a folk song originally, as I understand, and we'll do it a different way. A different way than you've ever heard it before.
Okay. Well, you're absolutely right, Jerry. That is, you said, this is a way you never heard it. That's yeah. True. No, I like that mixture of ad lib and swinging like yeah. Crazy. That was really good.
I think when we play, most of the time, it's like you never heard it. I hope so, anyway.
Well, there's more to come with Jerry Dodgen. Gary Masarapi is on bass and Glenn Davis is on drums. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland and this is Piano Jazz from NPR on the web at pianojazz.npr.org. How about another tune? What would you fancy?
How about Mr. Lucky?
That's one we don't hear very often.
And that was also a theme, I think, for a television theme, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. I can't think whose.
Henry Mancini, that was.
Was it?
But yeah, but the show, I don't know what the show was. I don't know what that was, but... It was Henry Mancini, and it was played slowly. It wasn't played as a swing piece. Yeah.
I remember that because we did a recording of television themes, and that was one of them, and I got to play it, and I played it real slow. But we're not going to do that, are we?
No, let's play it with a little...
With gusto.
Yeah.
We'll have him in the band, too.
Okay.
Okay.
1, 2...
we all ended together on Mr. Lucky.
Yeah, we got lucky. It's okay.
We did get lucky. And actually, it's good that way, as I remember playing it as a ballad, but it's nice as an up-tempo tune, all those fours, bits and pieces here and there. I like that.
It's different. Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are different, like talking about every day we learn. You know, I learned a lot today.
Me too.
I'm still learning. So
same time tomorrow?
Same time. Yes.
Okay.
We shouldn't we? But it's just been great to have you here, Jerry, and we're not done yet because we've got one more tune, the last tune. It's a shame because it's so much fun to have a horn to play.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
What'll we play to wind up with?
How about a Charlie Parker blues called Cool Blues?
Can't go wrong with that.
All right.
Okay. That was great.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest, Jerry Dodgen, in a program which originally aired in 2005. Join us each week at this time for conversation and improvisation with host Marion McPartland and other outstanding guests. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer, Chinook Kang. Mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this program was provided in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Baldwin Piano Company, and Jazz Times Magazine, providing jazz news, insight, and opinion since 1970. On the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries. On the web at lemelson.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives. On the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.